Vish Ashiagbo, country senior partner from PricewaterhouseCoopers. Let's give it to him.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished CEOs. Thank you for the opportunity to make a few remarks at this launch for the upcoming summit. For PwC, I think it's a great pleasure for us to be associated with this event. In fact, not just the event, but the whole thrust of what the CEO Network is seeking to achieve. In PwC, we always say that our purpose is to build trust and solve important problems. And when we refer to those problems, we're talking about, in fact, we like to characterize it as problems that affect people, problems that affect the planet, and problems that affect business. And that ties in very well to what the CEO of the network just said, that it's all about development and it's all about people. And you will know that, or you may know, that one of the things PwC does globally is what we call a global CEO survey, where we go out and we take input feedback from CEOs across the world, different sectors, to understand what's on their mind, what are the issues that are on their mind. And typically, the survey is launched at the beginning of the year, around January, at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Now, that is very important and relevant to us here because of what, again, the CEO and the previous speakers have just referred to, that business essentially is about development, it's about the quality of life for all of our people. And we cannot achieve that alone as business people. We have to do so in partnership with policymakers, essentially government, regulators, etc., etc. So what is of great interest to us in respect of this summit and the work that the CEO Network does is that it provides a platform through which we can engage with policymakers based on real-life data and real-life insights as to what it is that will advance all of our causes in terms of development, in terms of quality of life of our people. So the last survey that PwC undertook, which is the 27th edition, basically identified that CEOs globally are very optimistic about the economy. However, a lot of CEOs are also concerned whether the business models that we operate today are going to be viable going forward. I'm not going to go into all the details because we'll have time to deliberate on that during the summit, but I'll just pick on two specific issues, one of which has already been mentioned by those who spoke before me. And that really is AI, right? Artificial intelligence, and specifically generative AI. Now, you could look at that as an opportunity. You could look at that as a threat. But there's no doubt that the way AI is progressing, it has implications for how we work, how we do work, and the workforce. So that's a significant disruptor, or can be a significant disruptor, that businesses need to pay attention to. And in that regard, we need to work with policymakers to ensure that we use it to our benefit, first and foremost as businesses, but ultimately for the benefit of all of us in terms of our quality of life and developmental imperatives. So that's one big thing that came out of the survey, the CEO survey, that CEOs have identified and recognized that AI is going to be a significant disruptor to how things are done today, and we all need to pay attention to it. The second one, and I'll limit myself to two for this morning, is the impact of climate in terms of how business is done. Now, sometimes when we talk about the impact of climate, it's not very clear to a lot of people as to what, you know, really it means and really how it affects business and our developmental agenda and our objectives. But you take a simple example of what we saw over the last week or two about the floods in the Middle East, for example. So if, for example, your supply chain relies on supplies from the Middle East, you can see that suddenly you may have some challenges in your business, maybe temporarily, but as climate and its impacts become more permanently entrenched across the globe, you can see that there's a need for business models to change. And so the overriding theme of the survey that we conducted, the 27th edition, which aligns very well with the theme for this summit, is that businesses need to reinvent themselves in the face of the external changes that we're all experiencing. Those are just two broad themes that we'll touch on when we meet at the summit. But I'm pleased to say that although this is a global survey, this year in particular, we do have a specific element that focuses on Africa. And beyond that, we have a segment that focuses on Ghana. So we were able to get quite a few CEOs from Ghana to also share their thoughts as to what's important to them. So much as we are part of the global community and our concerns align very well with what global CEOs are thinking about, you can imagine that there are some regional and country nuances that mean that some of the things we are concerned about here immediately may be a little bit different from what CEOs, say, in Asia or in the West are concerned about. So, in summary, I think that we're very happy to be part of this, and thank you, CEO Network, for affording us this opportunity. What we hope to do on the day is to share more information about what has come out of the survey. We hope that it will serve as useful input for dialogue. I'm happy to hear that significant policymakers will also be present, so that together we can shape a framework, a narrative that we think will benefit all of us through the business environment. So thank you very much, and I look forward to participating in the day.
Thank you very much, Vish Asher.